love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. For an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
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 With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Carrie Dorn from CSI, who was going to join us last night, going to join us tonight, is not able to make it last night or tonight. They're shooting something, and who knows what. But here's the whole thing. I look at no guests as same way I looked at a substitute school teacher when I was in junior high. Like, I get to do less.
We did a week without guests.
I don't have to do anything.
That's why you've been in such a good mood as the week has progressed. You've gotten more and more euphoric.
There cannot be another talk show host who looks forward to not having guests.
Certainly not as much as you do.
No. More, I look at them as a burden.
Yes.
Even though I love many of them, it's like, well, we got to talk about them.
Love them. Yeah, you love them.
I want to talk about me. You know what I mean?
Well, you have to read something about them.
Ooh.
You have to pay attention to them.
Oh, my God.
Speak to them. You love them. Love them.
What about eye contact?
Eye contact. Make nice. Small talk.
Oh. And then what about the uncomfortable silence during the commercials when we ask them if they want to go to the bathroom with us? They think it's weird and gay. We feel weird because we get up and go whiz together, and then we're like, you want to come whiz? And they're like,
I'm comfortable myself. I don't know if you've got a problem.
Well,
we do, but
I do notice it. And not only that, I watched 10 minutes of CSI tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's the black guy with the blue eyes.
There you go.
Yeah. I've never seen CSI. I think I'm the only guy on the planet that's never seen the only other guy beside Drew who hasn't seen CSI on the planet. But I actually watched it tonight, not with the sound up. I was skipping rope. But I watched it. You know what I noticed? They show horrible wounds on that show. And I think to myself, we can't see a little ass crack, but I got to see a sprinkler key going through a guy's trachea.
Yeah.
And hanging out, and then it's like they pull it out, and they're close up on it, and there's a huge gaping hole in this woman's trachea. It's wide open. You don't know, you turn the sound down, you just skip rope, and I had to look down at my feet. I was like, I'm going to vomit here. And then I realized, what the hell is going on with this country?
Yeah.
We're freaked out over dropping the towel at the beginning of the Monday Night Football, and the boob gate and the towel gate and all this kind of stuff. But someone's lying dead on a slab with a huge hole in their neck. That's fine. No, Joe Rogan is screaming like a junior college football coach at some playmate who's devouring goat testes that are covered in maggots.
Nice.
and sebum. And it's like, yeah, that's fine. That's prime time.
That's good.
What about offending people's sensibilities, you know? Yeah. And not all of us are in the priesthood. You understand?
Aesthetic sensibilities.
Aesthetic sensibilities.
Forget sexual sensibilities.
Yeah.
Aesthetic.
For most right-thinking adults, the female body, beautiful. Look, go do your history. What do we have? Let me ask you.
True or false.
Multiple choice.
Yeah, yeah.
The great sculptors of the past. They would sculpt the maggot-encrusted goat nads or a naked woman. For the love of effing Christ! What's going on? Jesus Christ! I gotta see people just... Oh, he's vomiting. Oh, good, he caught it. He's putting it back in his mouth, so it counts. Yeah, yeah. Now, if any of the eviscerated goat nad had actually hit the floor, that would mixed with his own bile, would have been out. But he was smart enough to catch it in his sleeve and then force it back in his mouth. Uh-oh, something's dripping out your nose. That's 8 o'clock in the evening. The ass crack, we got to tile that out. Put the tile over that. A fuzzy ass crack out, everybody. We all have ass crack.
Do you know...
You understand? I want to see some ass crack.
We have tracheas, too.
I want to see some ass crack. All I need is a mirror and a weed whacker. I'll see some ass crack. You're damn right I'll see some ass crack.
You need one of those saws.
the ones for use on the hedges?
Yeah, the hedge clippers, yeah.
Okay, one of those, a straight-edge razor, and acetylene cutting torch, and a mirror, and I'll see some ass crack. I'll see my own. Am I right, Drew?
You're right.
What's going on?
I know. They just had a hearing in
the same
Capitol Hill
claim the airwaves
back? Pornography addiction, which is a problem, but how that led to Scott Peterson murdering his wife.
Oh, of course. Sure, internet porn.
Yeah, that will cause people to kill.
Drew, first off, you know what my body count would be if that were true?
Oh, that's thousands. You, tens of thousands.
You would have been long gone many years ago.
Of course, of course.
I would have, I'd be like Dahmer and Manson piled into one.
Here's what's cool about, what's even more reinforcing about that is that that's just from, you haven't discovered the internet porn yet. You can't navigate the internet. That's just from the stuff you collect.
Yeah. Let me tell you this, too. There's a part, you know, everyone, oh, you got to get on there. No. I know what happened if I got on there. What else should I do? Should I try smoking heroin? Just smoke heroin. You really, that's your thing. Yeah, it's great. I'm going to love it. That's same with the Xbox.
Yeah.
What is it? I watch 26 hours of TiVo a night. Does anyone, hey, you need to get me going with the Xbox, too? That's everything. Well, you got to play. Yeah. Oh, then you hook it up the computer. You play with people at...
The interesting philosophical paradigm is that in our culture we think, well, the reason you would get lost in it like that is because you must love it and enjoy it so much, so it's your thing, so just go for it.
Right.
As opposed to it occupying your brain and taking over your motivational systems and causing you to spin out and be not enjoyable and still not able to stop, right?
They don't really think that Scott Peterson watched too much pornography.
I alluded to. Yeah.
All right, well, look, here's the point, everybody. Mm. I don't want to see gaping trach wounds. I want to see some ass crack. Okay? That's all.
You're going to be elected on the ass crack platform.
Oh, my God. It was multiple long shots tight on a woman with a big hole in her trachea laid out on a slab. That's not disturbing? I would find that, if you got an 11-year-old, that's not disturbing at all?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Oh, that's a dead person. Yeah, she got her head blown off. Fantastic. God willing, one day. And by the way, like I said, do the ass math. What do you want your kid doing in life?
Looking
at a boob, doing a little humping, or walking around with a gaping hole in the trach?
Or delivering
one, yeah. Adrian?
Yes.
26?
Yes.
What's happening?
All right. I wanted to change my question. He had asked me... what was my question, and I had said it was about social skills. I wanted to change it and ask Dr. Drew about how to deal with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Uh-oh, that's you?
Mm-mm.
You have post-traumatic stress
what
disorder?
Happened?
What happened?
CSI?
What happened?
What caused your post-traumatic stress disorder?
Durr.
Abuse that happened to me while growing up.
What kind of abuse?
Physical, sexual, emotional, psychological. Mm-hmm.
All right, mm-hmm. So what do you want to know about PTSD? Because you would have it.
Yeah, well, I know I have it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to counseling right now to deal with some of those issues. Mm-hmm. But I guess my question is whenever I have flashbacks,
mm-hmm.
or not so much the nightmares, because the nightmares I can wake up and quickly get into reality, into the present tense.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
My question is how can I handle the flashbacks? Like, let's say if I'm at work, mm-hmm. or outside.
Yeah.
Or how do
I deal
with that?
What do you do?
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a security officer.
Security officer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
A great job for somebody with PTSD having flashbacks.
Wait, don't.
No. Well, I'm guessing they don't give you a gun, right?
No guns.
Just mace. All right. That's good.
All right, that's all right.
Let me tell you something. Most security who they don't give guns to, I know you think it's like a liability, they're going to shoot somebody. It's not really the training part. It's that they're worse than most of the people that are breaking into the warehouse, ultimately.
So you're just fighting fire with fire?
I do think so, yeah.
A little bit of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's security is a
well, Adrian would
it's
have
a dicey gig. She'll
probably have a freeze response if she's that much of a trauma survivor.
Adrian?
Uh-huh.
Do you freeze when you get stressed or threatened?
No. The thing is that I work graveyard shifts from 8 to 4, mm-hmm. and so nothing ever happens during the shifts I work.
Yeah, but were it to happen, do you tend to freeze when you're under stress?
No, I kind of just disassociate.
Well, that's the freeze response.
All right.
You go out of your body kind of thing. But
I
listen,
was just getting counseling.
Yeah. But Adrian, she's asking a specific question about flashbacks, and that's... The fact that you are getting treatment is great, and the fact that you can be so specific about your question suggests your treatment is going well. I think some people would say that biofeedback or EMDR, the rapid mm-hmm. the eye movement therapies, might be useful for that specific kind of symptom.
Mm-hmm. And we have Ashley up here. She's 16, triple D bra size. Where is F? Where's the order to this thing?
Remember we had a bra manufacturer call us one time.
I know, but everyone, please listen how it goes. A cup, you know, this is the bra size. B cup, C cup, D cup, double D. What? First off, why double D?
Why not just E?
Let's go to E. That's where we were heading. Yeah. You established that pattern. It, look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 4, 5, 6. It's like, why'd you say 4 three times? Why? Well, we should be at 7 by now. Just do that. It drives me nuts. I never know where I am.
Yep.
All right. Double D, and then evidently triple D, and then it goes to like F or something.
There's no E.
I don't know if there's an E. I wasn't even sure E came after D. Look, I went to North Hollywood High. What do I know? Ashley?
Yeah.
Triple D?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And when do you, is there an E bra or do you go to F?
There is an E bra, actually. And then there's F. And then after that, you have to have them specially made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you really don't need the word specially made, you know? You could just say made. I'm thinking about it in life. I'm looking to save time. You have to have made. Because you say you have to have made.
Would you say custom made?
No, just say have made. If you have something made, it's
a little
custom.
It's,
what's different?
Well, custom made implies you had it measured specifically. Made could just be, well, we have a few we have to make. We don't make enough of them, so we make these. You have to order
them.
But
if you have something made, it's going to be.
It's implied.
Okay. All right. Half a touche.
Yeah.
Ashley, thanks for crapping on my point.
Of course.
Ashley?
Yeah.
Please.
Are you looking to get a breast reduction?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, well, we've got good news. We got great news. Chief Thunderbear.
Oh, my God.
I saw him in the hall.
Oh.
He does some plastic surgery.
Really?
He has a dual certification.
Yeah, that really
he does gynecology and plastic surgery.
I don't have
great
respect for that. These guys that go outside their field just to collect a few extra bucks. But all right.
Well, he's board certified in plastic surgery.
He's not.
He is board certified.
In plastics? No. Wait, cosmetics.
He told
cosmetic
me through
surgery.
A translator.
I have to talk to him. You lost something in the translator.
Is there a difference
between
plastic surgery and cosmetics?
Yeah,
surgery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cosmetic is just Botox injection.
It's
plastic surgeons taking African kids and get rid of their hair
clefts and stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But Ashley, how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Okay. Well, all right. Well, hold on. I don't want you to offend him anymore.
Okay, all right. He may have heard this, huh?
Well, he usually listens to Arrow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they pump into the hall there. He plays Tetris. Let me go
get
him
in here.
Let me go get him.
All right.
Thunderbear! Hey, come on! Hey, he's coming.
Yeah, good. And you can leave.
Hello,
Chief. How are you? Afternoon. Good evening.
Thank you.
To your family as well.
Tetris once said,
I know. I'm sorry. Well done.
Initials on game.
Of course. We don't have the Indian letters. We'll get the work on that. I'm sorry. I'll translate for you. Ashley's on the phone. Okay, Ashley.
Yeah.
By the way, Chief, Adam, Mr. Corolla was telling me you.
Oh, hey, one, hey, good looking.
He was.
Matinee Idol, good looks. Hung like Black Rhino.
Yes, I understand he has a reputation around the Choctaw tribe, but just for a second, hear me out. He was telling me that you have a certification in OBGYN,
of course.
Who doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
He also mentioned you had a plastic surgery board.
University of Pacific.
Your idea is to perfect the female form. I know. We'll get to the breast call in a second. But I know you're trying to improve the appearance of the country one breast at a time. Thank you.
wouldn't it? Good, get you.
Yeah, she's calling. Well, what? Ashley, the chief would like to speak with you.
Mm.
Hello.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Ask the chief your dilemma, your question.
Well, I'm only 16, and I was just wondering how long should I wait until I consider getting a breast reduction?
Oh, my name, big can. Hey, put them blood in totem pole. Hey, 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 big boob man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ashley?
Yo, I hate you. K-I-N-A, yeah, how are you?
Okay. Yeah, relax, relax. He needs to know, sort of, have you tried losing weight? Are you overweight right now?
I was before. Like,
how much?
I was triple D before, and I was over 200, and then...
Hey, buffalo meat.
Oh, relax, no, chief.
Calm down.
Warmth and winter. You've tried losing weight. Have you lost some breast size with the weight loss?
No, I haven't. I'm 160 right now, and I can't any of it.
Okay.
You need the chief's help, then, you were saying.
Okay.
And I want to be clear on this, chief, because sometimes things get lost in the translation of Choctaw English. I understand. Off the breast for a second. Hang on. Do you have a board certification in plastic surgery or cosmetic surgery?
Well,
it's a little different. It's a little different.
Pale face.
Okay,
no one read book.
It's a good book, Chief. You might enjoy it.
We use in ceremonial fire.
Relax. Okay, Ashley. Please, we set the tone here, Chief.
Okay.
You've been a little unprofessional. Please set... Would you say... listen, we need some peace.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Okay, he thinks he can help you, and he thinks, though, that you're a little young to have a breast reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked into this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than talking to the chief. You have?
My sister-in-law, she got one because she was, like, way bigger than... big can be, actually.
Hold on, Chief.
Oh, Thunder Bear.
Chief is getting bigger than big, interestingly enough.
Pitch him teepee and sweatpants.
Chief.
Sister-in-law.
Chief. Yes.
They use extra breasts, dry, make pemmican for winter.
Okay, we'll pick it up here, Chief. He's getting a little impatient. By the way, Michelle, get the chief some coffee before he freaks out. Chris is a little slow on the upbeat here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, Ashley, generally they do try to wait till you're about 18, the chief says, because there can be some further growth. They can grow back even after a reduction. Reductions are, and these reductions are surgeries. The risk of anesthesia and bleeding infection, scarring. So you just kind of say with the weight, Chief, would you agree? The chief is interested
in stream water and run up mountain.
The chief is interested in making some money, too, of course. And so he's...
I know. Don't do reduction. Only augmentation. Put third boob on.
What do you call that in your language?
Poetic.
So actually, hang on, weight loss, exercise, just hang in there, okay?
Yeah, hey.
All right. No return to Tetris yet. No, relax. Hang on a second. This caller is going to teach you, Chief, about how bra sizes work. Do you think we got to get Corolla for that, or you?
Shake, do off Lily, play Tetris.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. Excellent. Good to see you again. And new skills too. We didn't know he was had plastic. I still not clear what it is he's boarded in, but it was something. It's something. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay, Chief. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. You're great. No. Hey. Crawl. Kick his ass, will you?
What's up?
He's bugging me a little bit.
I can't. He's got that weird Indian strength. You know how there's retard strength?
Yeah.
They got Indian strength. And then there's retard Indian strength. Don't ever mess with one of them.
No.
They'll give you that burn thing on your wrist.
It's not a grab you. Indian sunburn?
keep working
the
it.
Indian sunburn.
That's
yeah.
what they'll do.
They give you noogies, too, while they're at it?
No, they're more... That's a different tribe. It's the noogie tribe. They're in Oklahoma.
All right. Avery is going to explain to you the bra size and how they work.
Oh.
Here we go.
I know, but we always get this. It doesn't satisfy us.
I know.
Eva?
Hello.
What's up?
What is up? I've called before, actually, and talked to you guys about bras.
That's what I thought. You were the one.
Yep.
What's up? Yeah.
There is a... it goes A, B, C, D. The E size is actually in Europe.
Gotta get out there.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G in Europe.
What does it do here?
Oh, but no
here
double, double, double D.
A, B, C, D, double D, triple D.
Where did what is the history of that? I think I remember asking you this last time. Where did that come from?
I was talking to some of the people that I worked with, and they were like... They didn't know either, because I remember listening to you guys talking about this all the time, and I was like, yeah, why is that? You know, and they didn't have an answer either.
It had to be some... it had to be some way to make money or for
or
fat chicks not to think they were fat.
Or,
you know,
something sort of for press, like Marilyn Monroe is a... We had to double the size. We had to call it double D, and then someone goes, well, my...
Well, a good example of it is... they say that Angelina Jolie is a 36C. There's no way. She's way too skinny. She has to be a 34 double D or a 34 triple.
Why?
That would be...
Well, hold on. Hold on, boob genius.
Why?
Hey, hold on. Hey, you got... first off, I know more about boobs than she does. I've been squeezing them and looking at them for half my life.
Looking is not... that's too kind of
my
word.
My mind, I've been squeezing them.
Leering,
here's
staring.
My point. Okay. All right. All right. Here's my point. Angelina Jolie has a decent chest, but it's not double D. It's not 34 double D. It's not 34 triple D. She's she could be a 34C.
That's what she claimed.
No, she said 36C is what she claimed.
I beg your pardon.
Eva?
Yes.
Why? Because she's too small a person?
She has a small frame in the rib cage. How they measure the sizes, they determine by the rib cage.
The number.
I'm hip, but she could be a 30. Why couldn't she be a 34?
Adam has written a dissertation on this.
Well, she could be, but if she's wearing a 36C and her waist is that small, women generally who would come in that I would measure would think that most women want to think they're a 36C. They don't, you know, most women don't know very much about their bodies.
Yeah,
you know,
they don't.
It's true, they don't.
And what do they end up
they
being?
They come in and think they're a 36C, and actually...
Yeah, I mean, no, they don't know. You go down the street, see a chick with a tampon hanging out of her nose. She doesn't know, Drew.
We're supposed to put those things. They don't know.
They don't know. Most women don't know much about their bodies. What the hell kind of statement is that?
It's the truth.
So what do they end up being? What is the size they end up being?
Well, because they're half a bra size off, they don't know about their body? How dare you attack women?
I can attack women. I have one.
All right. You lesbian?
They need me to do that stuff for them.
You lesbo?
No.
It would be a decent gig if you were, though, right?
Well, a lot of the chicks that came in there weren't hot, though.
You know what these girls end up being? Have you ever gone into Victoria's Secret and talked to those women?
She doesn't work at Victoria's Secret.
But it's that
Secret,
kind of person.
She used to work for Nordstrom.
Oh. But it's that sort of person. They are lipstick. I mean, the nails done. And
the women. Do you get to see topless women all day long?
I used to, yeah. I'm not in that business anymore, but I used to.
Adam.
Wow. Who took your place? Could I take your place? What do you do now?
Can.
Why would you get out of that business?
Hiring.
Wow. All right. Well, so it goes A, B, C, D, 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 up to triple D.
Yep. And F.
And then F. E in Europe.
Yes.
Without the doubling down.
Correct.
Right.
No double F?
But then F can't be the same as F here.
Yeah, they don't, it's not. F in Europe is actually
E.
A triple D.
Okay.
But they do have
EF. E is double D, F is triple D.
Which is after the triple D.
Yeah. Do we, by the way, do we need to have a difference in bra size?
I suggest you look up Jane Russell. Let's look up Jane Russell. Look up Jane Russell. There was all this stuff about her breasts in the day.
True.
And I bet that's where some of this double D stuff came from.
Now, you think Howard Hughes manufactured it?
Or invented it as some sort of marketing thing, you know, some sort of, she has a...
Mm-hmm. All right, but you'll never get the answer.
Yeah.
And you don't want the answer because you end up being wrong.
It'd be hard to get the answer.
It's going to be hard to get the answer. Let's move forward.
Let's take a break.
I never thought I'd say this. I'm tired of boobs.
You're not.
I'm tired. I'm ready to move forward. All right?
All right.
We're going to take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. I'm going to stare at this chick's boob. Yeah, love line. Woo!
Too long.
Hell yeah! Hey, get it on. Give yourselves a hand. Yeah. You don't really get a chance to do that in radio that much.
Give yourself a hand?
Yeah.
I like that. Isn't that just filling time?
Yeah.
I mean, is it anything else?
Well, let me explain what give yourselves a hand is. And it's the only time killer white guys have. See, black guys go like that. Where are you from? Philadelphia. Philadelphia in the house! And, you know, they can do a whole show. Watch Night of the Apollo. It's like the guy who hosts it does like 20 minutes. It's all the same thing. 20 minutes of that. White guys, we got nothing but give yourselves a hand. That's all we got.
Pathetic.
Yeah, but it's our time killer.
All right.
But here's the deal. It's the minute in between the rounds. You know, we need a little time to sponge off, get some water, collect ourselves.
Yeah.
See, Drew, you don't have to be funny.
Right.
Or entertaining.
Right.
Or interesting.
No.
Or provocative.
None of those things.
Or smart, or challenging,
so
or thought-provoking.
I can just be silent.
So you don't know what it's like to be funny. And, you know, if you got to be funny, you got to be funny like every 30 seconds. You can't be funny every 10 minutes.
Does not sound like fun.
All right. Well, give yourself a hand while I think of something, would you? I'm not done yet.
Michelle, give herself a hand.
Michelle, too. Give yourself a hand. Hey, Michelle.
She wasn't giving me a hand. She gave me herself a hand.
And then there's the compound when I break it up. Michelle's doing a great job. Give her a hand, everybody. Give her a hand. No, don't give yourself a hand. All right, now, Michelle, give Drew a hand. She's doing a great job, isn't he? You guys are great.
Let's give that guy a hand.
Let's give him a hand. Let's give everybody a hand. Meanwhile, I'm going to... And why don't you give me a hand thinking of something funny to say, as a matter of fact. Thank you. All right, great. Give yourself a hand. Where are you from? I'd like to be a black comic and just do that. Where are you from? Cincinnati in the house! Where are you from? Detroit. Detroit in the... You do about 45 minutes set. I just yell, everyone's in the house. All right, but then the white guy, give yourself a hand. See, that's our thing.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to go?
I think it's more interesting. Scott, 24.
Oh, yeah. No, it's clearly takes more talent to yell the name of the city after the guy says he was in it. Yeah. Scott, by the way, let me say this, too. You don't have anything good to say, don't ask.
Right.
If all you got is Louisiana in the house, don't ask where the guy's from. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Scott?
Hey, how are you?
What's happening? 24.
It's an honor to talk to you guys.
Scott, hold on. Where are you calling from?
Northern California.
Northern California! That doesn't work that good. Give me a city.
Sacramento.
Sacramento in the house! And then we do this. Give it up for Sacramento! Now give yourselves a hand. Yeah. Scott, give yourself a hand, would you? Okay. Here we go. See, it doesn't work with white people.
Yeah, okay.
What's up?
Well, you guys get a lot of crap from a lot of your callers. You know, you don't get the smartest callers. I just kind of called in to give you like a different type of call and to thank you. I mean, you guys are great. I've been listening to you for about 6 years now, and you give some of the best entertainment, Adam, and Drew, you give some of the best info. You're much funnier than people give you credit for, Drew. And
well, then Adam gives me credit for anyway.
Well, it's the difference between 0 and 0.5 on the funny scale. If he gets zero credit for being funny. Yeah, 100, yeah. He gets zero credit, and it's just a grain of funny. But go ahead, he knows enough to laugh on occasion.
And, people don't actually bring this up a lot, but, I mean, it's obvious, not that you need the money like to be there, so I think it shows a lot just after so many years you're both still there,
thanks.
In hours.
Thank you. Right. Drew needs the money, but thanks. Thank you. I'm gonna give me a hand for not needing the money. Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. We
enjoy
here because we care.
Yeah.
Because
you're
yeah.
literally a millionaire. I mean, you don't need
I'm literally I'm literally a millionaire and I don't need the money.
But now he literally lives like a millionaire to sustain that millionaire lifestyle.
I got a filbert size nut. No, wait a minute. What's the big one? Is that a filbert? No.
Brazil nut.
Yeah. It's not big my nut is. Brazil size.
Yeah. You got a Corolla size nuts. I mean, your nuts are actually
prodigious
way bigger than,
Yeah. Here's me point, though. Drew likes the job. I like the job. And you can't say that about many jobs, even in show business.
I find what's truly bizarre is we come in here for 2 hours, we talk about the same kinds of things, and we're interested every night.
Yeah.
Well, not every night, but pretty much.
Most nights, Tuesday was tough, but
people really start to think about you as they do it in a bad way, and they don't respect you guys that much when they call, but, people really have a close attachment to you. Hearing you is kind of comforting to a lot of people. So
I think this show is complete crap. I think you guys are pigs, and you need to get the hell off the air.
Yeah. I don't even remember that
one. I don't either.
Wow, see, we block out the bad. That's what you have to do.
We'll block out Scott, too, don't worry.
To shelter yourself.
Well, Scott didn't make you give us his call yet, though.
He had a question?
Yeah.
All right.
Scott, do you have a story?
Yeah, so anyway, in high school, I was one of those miserable people who you described, and basically you guys got me through. I got to college. I went away to Ivy League school now. And
you go to Ivy League school now?
Yeah, I'm calling actually from Cambridge right now. So
hold on.
You go to Harvard?
Cambridge in the house! Yeah.
You need to get us on in Boston.
I listened to you guys on the internet, but wow. I finally got a girlfriend here, and she basically had an eating disorder.
Uh-oh.
She was very chaotic, and just all the years of listening to you guys helped me, and she wanted a threesome and things like that, and we had really rough times. Like, she attempted to commit suicide, and
is she
I mean,
Harvard, I took a semester at Harvard. They have a very elaborate student health service. Is she taking advantage of that?
They do. The UHS, they do. It's the problem is they're more interested in covering Harvard's ass, essentially. They don't really care too much about us. So.
Say that again? The what?
Well, they need to cover that. They had, a suicide last year, so they're more interested in taking the people out of school instead of actually giving them services while they're in school.
Uh-huh.
So they want to jumping
off the bell tower.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Into Charles.
All right. All right.
Well, thanks, Scott.
Yeah, thanks. It's nice to be appreciated. All right, Drew, what's up?
Is that Glenn?
Germany or Florida?
Yeah.
Glenn?
Yeah.
Dating a stripper. All right. Where's a kid? Glenn?
Yo, what's up?
22. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. Like the show. You guys are great.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm dating this girl who is a exotic dancer. And, well, I think she's bipolar. I can't really tell, but I took her. She wanted linguine real bad one day. And I'm just, driving all over looking for linguine, you know. Well, we make it to the restaurant.
He's calling from Missouri.
Yeah.
It's a tough linguine town.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, I find this Fazoli's, finally. And, you know, on the way there, she's saying, I'm the greatest guy, you know, I'm nice, you know, greatest guy she's ever met. Well, I start this discussion about
there's a bogus air to this.
There's a bogus quality, but I don't think it's bogus, though. I really don't.
It just has a bogus cadence?
It has a blowhard quality to it that feels insincere.
There's definitely an insincere quality to it, but not bogus.
But he's going to tell us, he's going to describe something that's actually nuanced, and I don't think one of our colleagues can make this up. I think I know where he's going.
Glenn?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, I started this discussion on how I could care less or I couldn't care less why people say that. Well, she gets all mad, drops her fork and stuff because she couldn't understand what I was saying, you know. And I don't know. I don't get it.
Here's the deal, wow. Glenn. That is not bipolarity. That is a personality disorder, basically. And when people that have survived trauma, and somebody who's a stripper, we could suspect had some sort of heavy trauma growing up.
Well. It varies, and it depends. Here's the deal. It depends what they do. If you work at a topless place, your dad ignored you. If you work at an all-nude place, maybe your dad smacked you around a little or was banned and alcoholic.
That'll do.
Drew?
No.
She said her dad left when she was 10.
Okay.
Keep going.
And, you work the bachelor party stuff. Mm. Maybe there's a light diddling, neighbor diddling. Mm. You do porn. It was dad who did it. There's a chain.
Yeah.
And people, and I don't, all right, now Glenn got me going on something. How come as a society we don't understand that? Like, it's just always just like, don't do drugs.
Yeah.
There's no difference between smoking a little reefer when you come home and shooting up smack. You know what I mean? But there's no nuance. There's pornography's pornography. Drugs are drugs.
Right. But then it becomes, how dare you say something about an individual just because he's a stripper? Maybe she just needed the money.
Right.
It's not that you can predict something about people.
Glenn? Yeah.
She really likes the stripping, though. I mean, she got fired from one place and had a job at another place in no time.
Yeah, they're kind of compulsive about it.
Is it a topless and bottomless place?
Well, no, I don't think she took. She said she has the option and she didn't take the bottoms off. But I don't know if I believe that or not.
Right. So. Okay. Well, here's the deal. She is a trauma survivor. And I know. Whatever. I said.
If I run a strip joint, my option is look, you can either wear out. You can wear. Here's option. One shoe or no shoes. That's my option. Everything else is naked. And I'm talking. I want everything out. Contacts, fillings, everything. Earwax. What are you saying, Glenn?
I got a question for you, Adam. The legalization of marijuana.
All right, hold on. Let's stay with this one topic first.
Okay.
And that is that people have trauma when they become stressed, they will flip. They will flip back and forth between being sort of appropriate and composed and then flipping into these dissociative states where they're rageful and can't hear, can't even address reality. They can't be reasoned with.
Glenn, look, Glenn trying to work with her is like your parrot trying to program your TiVo.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, not going to work.
He can't do it. Yeah. He can peck at all the buttons.
Yeah, I like
that
he made a diagnosis, though. He was able to arrive at a diagnosis. He decided she's bipolar.
Glenn.
Yo.
You're 22. You don't know what's going on. Yeah, what you got to do is not get her pregnant. That's all.
She already has a kid.
Great.
Yeah,
don't. Okay. Don't.
The last thing I want to do is
don't get tangled up in her silly string. You hear me?
Yeah, I'm thinking drop it altogether.
Yeah. Well, look, you could have a good time with her. Just do not get her pregnant, and don't start getting tangled up. Because the next thing you know, there's you're getting stabbed by some guy at the door.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, she's like gonna bring some psycho into my life that I don't need.
Clint. Clint sounds like a delight, doesn't he?
Well, she's with him. I'll tell you something. She's chosen him.
I don't even... okay,
who knows? By the way, the nice guy would be the one going, I got to stay with her. I love her so much.
Yeah. Glenn, no, Glenn's got the right attitude. All right. You want to take a break, Drew?
I do.
All right. I didn't ask you for your hand, you know. I just said you want to take a break.
I do.
All right. Yes.
I beg your pardon.
Thank you. It's creepy.
I would like to, Mr. Corolla.
You know what I don't like? Oh. I don't like and I don't like how so. How so? Oh, shut up. I don't like that how so. I've managed to make my whole life without that how so. You guys keep your how so's to yourself. But how so?
You've let go of how so, but you've taken up how dare you.
Well.
You made that one your own.
That's important.
Those go together.
How so?
How dare you.
There you go. After this. Hey, everybody. Love line, madam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LVE-191. All right. Will Arnett in here Sunday night from Arrested Development. Good guy. Always like seeing Will. A rapist. That's him. Ooh, we got some Germany or Florida coming up. Drew, when you drove in tonight, did you notice it was Quaalude night on the freeway?
No. I had a different thing.
What'd you have?
I had sort of defiant a-holes.
Yeah.
Every time you want to speed up, they got to speed up behind you. They're going to come around you just because you sped up.
Well, what do you mean? They're behind you?
Like literally, like if I took off speeding off from a start, they got to get 2 inches behind me and show me that they can speed too.
That's good.
Yeah, that's why I look at it.
Yeah,
and
no,
then
I like
if I
that.
Pull up to some, yeah, I have no problem with it. But it's sort of you think you can go fast? I'll show you, and then zoom around you just as you pull up to somebody else.
I love people who drive like maniacs. I applaud it.
I have no problem with them.
What I don't like, and I'm sending this message out to Southern California drivers. But, you know, rest of the country can listen if they like. We have no left lane anymore. All lanes are equal.
Fast lane.
Used to be the fast people went over to left
society.
Lane.
It's a, you know, everybody's
it's all equal. We can't judge. Listen, I'm putting a plea out to the angry pussies who sit in that left lane and ignore my headlights, which are 4 or 5. I draft like a Talladega, baby. I mean, I'm 4 or 5 feet behind these people. Move your pussy ass over.
I think 4 feet is a generous 4 feet.
Being generous, yeah. It's
two and a half.
Yeah, it's about
you're going 85.
Wingspan of a crow.
Yeah.
Move over. That's not your lane. You don't want to be in there.
You give them a beat. Maybe they're out of it, not looking at it, but 3 or 4 minutes?
You got the xenons up your ass. Move over.
Yeah.
Please. Just move over. I don't know why you want to be there. Why do you want to be there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you go to the golf arcade thing, you want to go to the batting cage and go to the Nolan Ryan one and just sit at the 100-mile-an-hour one and strike out every single time? Move over to the slow pitch where you can make contact, you puss. Mm-hmm. Just move over. You don't need to be in that lane. That's for the people that want to go home or go to work or go to the girlfriend's house or go somewhere. Obviously, you don't want to go wherever you're going. Move your ass over. That's all.
Yep.
And if someone comes up behind you, move over. We got to get the left lane going in this country.
You're driving that Autobahn, they're coming. You see them coming a quarter mile back.
Yeah.
If you don't move, they're probably going to hit you. I mean, they start flashing lights. Seriously, you know your own.
Why can't we establish that left lane is the passing lane, or is the lane that people want to drive?
Most parts, most states, it
in
is.
Most states it is. Southern California.
Part of it is because everything's got eight lanes here. Then in the other states, it's four.
I don't think people in this neck of the woods have any thought about the difference between that lane and the other lane.
That's right.
And Lord knows it's never been explained.
Right.
All we ever have around here is the highway patrol is cracking down on speeders. Cracking down on speeders.
Yeah.
The average speed in this city is just a little bit slower than an iceberg that hit the goddamn Titanic. We need to crack down on speeders. Good luck. Where do you find these speeders? You import them from Germany? Where do you find the speeders? How do you find them? You must have to go out at like 4:30 in the morning on Sunday. Cracking down. Fantastic. Stop cracking down on everybody. Get out of the way, would you?
Hey.
How about you? What?
Well, we're talking about driving. I got one for you.
Yeah.
You know those Caltrans signs that they put up with the Amber Alerts?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
They got them on some surface streets now, and they have one actually right down the street from you guys on Venice.
Mm-hmm.
And every night when I pass it, it says, watch the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love that.
That's good. I look up.
Yeah, and my eyes are off the road for the only time of the night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's funny. Yeah,
It's a bright light that attracts your attention.
Jimmy
people
was
slow down on it. To
Jimmy's been been laughing about that for a long time. Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah, by the way,
your speed.
I think maybe there's a sense of irony Caltrans has when they put that. I just, you know what I want? I want one that just says focus. Focus. Everyone focus. Let's go. Let's pick it up. Let's pace it up, everybody. Let's drive like champions. And that whole, you drive slow, you drive fast, you get there at the same time. It was my mom. My mom tried arguing with me about that the other day. I was like, are you high, old lady?
Oh, she's recently tried that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was like, the difference between driving... Let me explain, everyone, the difference between driving fast and driving not even slow, just not fast. Drive to Vegas.
Yeah.
Get on I-whatever. The bullet train's going to be done any day now, by the way. But until then, we'll have to take the freeway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You're on the highway. You're doing 82. You pass some guy in an RV, he's doing 65. You pass him, and 45 minutes goes by, and you pull off the freeway. You gas up. You drive through the Arby's drive-thru, you get some food, you take a leak, you get back in the car, and as you're pulling back on the freeway, there's the guy in the RV.
Yeah.
That's what driving faster does. The whole whiz break and the Arby's, free. Mm-hmm. It's like you built a time machine and goosed yourself further in time. The RV guy, and by the way, that's only the difference between like 65 and 82 over the course of like hour, maybe 45 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Do it. Go drive out of town. No, Drew, leave.
Right now? Right this hour?
I want you to leave.
Oh.
I'd like you to leave. The point is...
And speed.
When you do that, that'll happen every time you'll pass a truck or you pass a van or you pass some car that you take note of. It's got a, you need whatever, dent in the fender, whatever it is. Got a kayak on the roof. Pass it and drive for another hour. Stop off and eat. Get back on the freeway. You'll pass that guy again in like within 5 minutes. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's what speeding does. Gets you there faster, everybody. Nothing wrong with that. Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's just pick it up. Let's pace it up, everybody. Dan?
Yeah.
You're 25?
I am.
Got a little Germany or Florida for us?
Sure. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
First of all, I think you guys need like an announcer to announce the game, Germany or Florida, and announce the hosts, since your song isn't...
That's going to be Dan.
Right. Let me explain something. Drew has been trying to get an aspirin in this godforsaken studio for the last hour and 10 minutes to no avail. The announcer part,
that's a
very, very tall order for radio. Very tall.
Well, I appreciate
your idea. All right, so give us, Anderson, play us the theme song. It's catchy, it's provocative, it's hip, it's now.
If we play it, we might have time to play it.
Play the theme song.
Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
All right, Dan, ask your question.
Sure. Okay, there is a woman who sues an airline over an adult toy incident.
Mm.
A a lawsuit filed seeks unspecified damages of more than $15,000 from an airline company for asking a woman returning from a vacation to hold up a vibrator that she had in her travel bag. The suit accuses the airline of negligence, gender discrimination, and the intentional infliction of emotional distress. The plaintiff said the agent took her to the bag on the tarmac and forced her to open it and remove the adult toy and hold it up for visible view. She claims three airline employees began laughing hysterically and offered obnoxious and sexual harassing comments.
All right, hold on a second. We got to take a break. All right. Provocative. I have some thoughts. Mm-hmm. Drew has thoughts as well. Drew is going to go over to Aero and see if he can blow some old DJ to see if he can get just like a Tylenol from him.
One aspirin. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll conclude Germany or Florida. Woo! I tell you, we do have fun over here, don't we, Drew?
Sometimes.
8:29 after 8 o'clock. I tell you, we do have a good time, but I can't believe we get paid for this job. Hey, it's Drew and Ace in the morning. Coming in with traffic, weather coming at you. Drew, let's pretend we're doing a morning show for a second.
Where's the cowbell?
We got traffic with the cowbell broke.
How can you do a morning show without a cowbell?
Remember you had
We need a ding, ding, ding. There you go.
Yeah. There used to be a time when every business in America had that bell.
Yeah, yeah.
At the counter?
Right. It started, I think, at the front desk of a hotel.
Started at hotel front desk, and then made its way into, like, liquor stores and dry cleaners and dentist office and stuff. Yeah. Like, you just come in and start bing, bing, binging. And it was back in the day, I think, when people trusted you to walk into their store while they were in the storeroom in the back. They were taking, you know, they were working.
Right. Well, there weren't all the electronics.
Right.
They're notifying you with every move people
And it's
made.
Like, if you had a liquor store, you could just go into the back and do some stocking while it was empty. And then if someone came in, they wanted to buy a pack of cigarettes, they'd ding, ding, ding.
Before they paid. As opposed to running in and running out.
Yeah. They did away. Imagine the company that made that ding, ding, ding bell. It was the same one. It was the little. It never quite worked right. You wanted to hit it softly, but it wouldn't do anything if you hit it softly. So if you, but if you whacked it, it was obnoxious. Little chrome thing with the had a little plunger in the top and a little black ring. And it they must have sold between 1949 and 1973. They must have sold 10 billion units, and it all looked like the same one. Uh oh.
Oh, my God, what have you got here?
Uh-oh, this is morning show? No, that's too much.
Yes, this morning show.
Woo, got the Drew and Ace in the morning. 8:29, 28. We got Lisa May with traffic. Paul Johnson coming in. He's in a way. He's in the sky helicopter over there. He's driving the 405. 8:29, 29. Traveling weather coming up top there. Dropping trial. I can't kill myself. Woo, Drew, what's going on in the weather out there? Boy, I tell you what, now, President George W., he pardoned a turkey. I got to tell you, what's going on? Or maybe the turkey pardoned him.
I think that's what you meant to say, Adam. That's what you meant to say.
Pardon that turkey. Hey, 29, 29. You see that boy? I tell you, he's out there on that White House lawn, Drew. I got to tell you about. How about going inside the White House, getting a little business on? How about this? How about we put some saw down inside the White House so you can get something done in there? Because you're always out on that lawn. 8:29, 29, 11. Where are you going to Camp David? Seriously, though, folks. By the way, he was out at the Clinton Library.
You were?
No, Bush was.
He was.
Clinton got himself a library.
Yes, yes.
Little Rock, everybody.
Well, they always do it where they were born, where they live mostly.
All right, I'm going to tell you, $165 million library. You close your eyes, tell me where you think it might be. Little Rock.
I know. Well,
fantastic. It's going to be a car wash in like 3 weeks, and they can get some of that money back. Here's
where the Reagan Library is in Simi Valley.
Well, okay. All right, but that probably wasn't $165, and there's probably more people that read.
Yeah.
All right, here's what I'm saying. Bush had to, of course, show up. Yeah. At that thing, even though I'm sure he hates Clinton and Clinton hates him.
Yeah.
He had to show up because you have to show up.
Right.
Meanwhile, then the day before, he's out on the lawn with the turkey.
Yeah.
The 9 months prior to this, he's out stumping.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on the camera.
When's the country?
Come on. Haul the ass back in the office and get busy, would you? What's going on? And I would love a president to say, for once, just go, look, Clinton, I don't have anything against him. Obviously,
but we're at war.
He's a Democrat. He beat out my pops, didn't get the second term in. And I don't have anything against him personally. He's not my best friend. I got work to do. I'm not going to fly out to Little Rock. By the way, every time you gas up Air Force One and fire up the armored stretch and hit the road, what's that cost? Is it $5 million every time you move? You know what I mean? It's like not only you got Air Force One, you got the plane behind it, and that plane's like the cargo plane, and you got to roll. Well, you got to travel in an armored limousine. There's not a limousine. It's not like a band where the semi's on the road and you're flying and you're going to meet them out in Little Rock.
Right.
No, the car has to be loaded into a plane, a separate plane, and falls along, or maybe it's the same plane. I got to look into that.
Well, how about the staff? It's not like that's the only car coming.
I'm just saying, minimum $2 million to go. That costs the American taxpayer. So you can go over there, pretend like you can tolerate Clinton for 10 minutes and get nothing done. Just get in the office and get busy. That's fine. People would accept that. Mm-hmm. We don't need you there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Clinton doesn't really want you there. You're not part of his legacy. Just get going.
Get cracking.
And the whole turkey on the lawn thing, fantastic. Let the Secretary of State do that. Let the missus do that. We need you. You know what I mean? Get your old lady out there to do that. Get Condi and your old lady and let's do it. You get back in the office, get busy. And by the way, after him being on the campaign trail for so long, I'm starting to wonder, like, do we even need him?
Do we need a president?
Or do we need this president? But do we need a president? What's going on, really? Things are kind of running themselves. What do you think? He's getting minute-by-minute updates in Fallujah? He's got like that model Fallujah, and he's pushing battalions this way and that way, and he's calling in airstrikes or something. No.
Commander-in-Chief, of course.
Get to the office and get busy. Don't worry about it. Stop pretending like you like Clinton. Clinton did beat out his old man, right?
Yep.
All right. He's a nemesis, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And then he beat Clinton's vice president.
Right.
Originally.
Dan?
Yeah.
What's happening? Oh, yeah, Germany or Florida?
Yes.
It's like a half hour ago. All right, so someone's out on someone's a little security detail, pulls out a vibrator from a woman's travel bag.
That's correct.
Waves it around, and now she's suing.
Correct.
Guys on the tarmac were laughing at her.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys focused on the part, so you guys, I mean, Drew and Engineer Michelle focused on the part where they were waving around things. I'm focused on the suing part.
Yeah,
that's Florida thing.
Yeah, that's very Florida.
I get the feeling you just don't get to sue in Germany unless something really horrible
not like
happens.
That.
You got to be burned.
And also he said a certain airline, but...
Said a certain airline? Oh.
I didn't give a name, no.
Lufthansa or
airline
something?
Company.
All right.
Airline company.
Mm-hmm.
But why would they pull stuff out on the tarmac and make her hold it up and all that work? That's
security. Where's their tarmac? Why aren't you in the terminal?
Yeah.
Smaller airports. All
Florida?
Over Florida.
Florida. Yeah.
Now, I'm going Florida. Your initial thought was Germany. It's a better game when we go opposite.
No, but I'm thinking Florida, too, though.
You are not.
No, I really was.
You thinking Germany.
No, I was. There was some Germany-type element. First of all...
You're thinking I'm thinking Florida.
I think the fact that it's about a sex toy and she's carrying it in her luggage and they make no big deal out of it and, you know, say, so what? And then all of a sudden there's some chuckling and she reacts.
You think Germany?
No, I think Florida.
Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. I beg you to go Germany.
No.
Dan?
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. It's Florida. Yeah. It was a pretty easy one.
Yeah.
Hello. Wasn't that easy. We talked about it for 5 minutes.
No one needs your condescending ass telling us whether something's easy or not.
How dare he?
Oh, by the way, that's our fault. You called in a lame one.
How so?
How dare you?
Sorry. I'll get a better one next time.
All right. Hey, look, just because we get 90% of them.
Do we get what?
No, I mean, I'll get back to him. But I'm saying just because we got it doesn't mean it's an easy one.
I know.
How dare you? I'm a skilled... First off, we're pioneers. You understand?
Yeah.
When they one day write the record books, our names are going to be at the top of Germany and Florida. And the bottom, because we'll be the only names.
People are going to say things like, the way they speak of Lewis and Clark, like, how did they get through all that?
Right.
And they survived it and did such an amazing job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Blazed that trail.
Mm-hmm. I want
anyone else would have given up or died on the path.
I want to be Clark, by the way. It's just my thing. I believe Lewis was gay.
Yeah, I think there's some question about that.
Everyone wore buckskin, but he wore a lot of buckskin. And that's why I think he's gay. You know what I mean?
Sure. You know? I want to be Sacagawea.
I have my reasons. Dan?
Yeah.
All right. Did Dan have some other question?
I just wondered if you had time for me to do a Germany or Florida introduction piece for you. Won't take very long.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. It's time for another round of Germany or Florida. And now, here's your host, the Ace Man, Adam Carolla.
What has the show become?
I don't know. Thanks, Dan. All right. Drew, let's get ready to ramble and leave Dan behind. But I appreciate it, Dan. Although, not the part about the easy one. Julie?
Yeah.
You're 27?
Yep.
What's up?
I've been married to my husband for 7 years, and over maybe the last year or so, we have not been having sex, and I can't figure out why. I've tried everything. I walk around in front of him with nothing on, and nothing seems to make him want to.
That's the beauty of women, isn't it? That's the...
But that's sort of a sitcom-y kind of approach to it.
Haven't you talked to him about it?
Yeah, and he doesn't answer. He just stays quiet. He doesn't want to talk about it.
1 year, but what was it like before that?
It was great. Well, see, what happened was we had a daughter, and after she was born, I had some problems, and it hurt to have sex. So we didn't have sex. I didn't want to have sex for like 2 years.
Uh-oh.
And because it was so painful. And then the problem subsided and everything was okay. And we were going at it normal again. And then the past year, he doesn't want it anymore. And he's trying to tell me that...
All right, hold on.
Wait, he's trying to tell you what?
All right.
That like he's grown out of it. That
he's grown out of sex? How old is he?
He's 28.
Oh.
As a man of exquisite, unstoppable, unendless, bottomless passion.
I'll grow out of it any day now.
You do not identify with that. And at 28,
no, it's a high comp.
Where were your passion reserves?
Oh, please.
My reserves. Passion.
Those big oil
huge
barracks down the long
huge, beach. Huge, like strategic passion reserves.
Yeah. Right, strategic supply. Yeah.
You could run a city size Chicago for a year on your passion.
Just having it flow downhill and turn turbines.
Yeah.
Just the gravity effect.
Yeah. Very heavy passion. Julie?
Yeah.
Something, what's going on with you? Something sounds a little off. Are you drunk?
No.
Is there any, do you abuse anything? You ever get hit in the noggin? Anything like that?
No.
She lives in Wisconsin.
Okay. What's your husband do for a living?
He's a machine operator.
What kind of machine?
He works like at a paper company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those things keep this rolling, those presses. Yeah. I think you need to talk to him.
Something is very wrong. This is not even close to normal. All kidding aside, a man or woman in their late 20s, this should not be an issue. There can be biological reasons that people have problems, as you encountered earlier on when you had dyspareunia, it's called, where you have pain with sex, from some obstetrical problem, something related to delivering the child.
Mm-hmm.
But him suddenly being unable and unwilling to have sex and unwilling to talk about it is needs an airlift.
Yeah, and you don't need to walk around in front of him naked. You just need to talk to him, and he's got to come up with something.
Guys do not need incentive. Generally speaking,
let me say this: guys are like they're like pets, where you don't really know if they're sick or not because they can't really talk, they can't articulate themselves. But when they stop eating, you're like, what's wrong with Snowball?
Something's wrong.
He's not eating.
Well, something's very wrong.
He hasn't eaten in a few days.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you know. This is how something's wrong with guys. Guys don't talk.
That's at 2 weeks. You're like that. If the Snowball hasn't eaten for a month, you're like, oh my God. Something's horribly wrong.
No,
not
saying,
sex for a year. It's time to get the airlift.
You got to read guys. Guys won't talk. Yeah. They're noble and stupid like pets.
Let me give proper kudos to that analogy. It was good. I absolutely agree with you about men being like animals.
Thanks, buddy.
But I want to emphasize that a year without sex is a serious issue. Well, needs attention.
Drew.
No, I don't mean just that it's the not sex part. It's that this relationship has separated, and he's not giving you any indication of what's going on.
Let me tell you how passionate Drew is. And people think I'm kidding, but if Drew, we tried to get him to go a year without sex, we would have to engulf him in liquid nitrogen and freeze him. But somewhere around month four, we would see a glowing red color coming from his groin, and then slowly the block of ice would begin melting. An erection.
Like superhuman, like superhero?
Yeah. You know how you see a root grow up? You see a blade of grass go up through a sidewalk?
Yeah.
That would be your erection. Eventually, just hear cracking, and it would just crush. Pow.
I'd break out. I'd have
breakout.
Blow
yeah.
around me.
Huge erection. Tiny testicles, because it's so cold, you know? When they shrivel up. But huge erection, and boom. And by the way, I was going to say the next woman he found, God save her, but the next anything, mail carrier, sparklets guy, it didn't matter. Once you broke out of the lab, Drew, that'd be it for whoever you ran across first. Yes?
Yes.
Not whole, doesn't matter. One of those...
Yeah, the sparklets.
The bottle itself. Yeah, anything. Exhaust pipe on the truck. That's how much passion Drew has, everybody. All right. Should we keep going?
Yeah, please.
Couldn't be done. They've tried it. We tried the liquid nitrogen for a year thing. And it didn't work.
Crucifixion.
Lynn?
Hello?
19, what's up?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Okay. My ex-boyfriend cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found this out 2 weeks ago, but him and I actually broke up like 7 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Wait, whoa. How can somebody you're broken up with cheat on you?
No, he cheated in the past.
Right.
They broke up, and he just found out about that he broke up during the body or the course of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah, we were together for 4 years, and a month before he broke up with me, he cheated on me.
Right.
And for the past 7 months, he's been trying to get back together with me, and I just found out 2 weeks ago that he cheated on me, and he's been with this girl the entire time.
Again, that's not cheating. That's him being with somebody else. But how old is he?
He's 25.
She did. I don't trust him, but yes, she did say he cheated
and then was with this girl
the entire time. With the girl the entire time, it's the same girl he cheated with?
Yes, but he cheated on me a month before he broke up.
We understand that, but the girl that he has been with the entire time, that's the same girl he cheated with?
Yes.
Right. Okay. And how did you find out?
He accidentally told me.
Accidentally?
Wow.
Yeah, because he is really dumb and got his dates mixed up, and I questioned him about her because we were still talking. We were still, like, best friends, and told me that he started seeing her on April 1st.
I see.
We didn't break up until April 18th.
All right. Why, by the way, do you want to be with a really dumb guy?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm so heartbroken. I'm so upset about it.
Lynn, you're too smart for this. You are a smart girl. Stop it. Come on.
Well, compared to him, you're a genius.
No. She has some insight into how sort of... Sentimental she's being.
She feels she is not able to let it go, especially when she found out about the cheating part.
But she has insight. She has insight that it's silly, and she's sort of even slapping at herself a little bit.
Okay, good.
Come on. Let's go. Break it down.
Yeah, break it down. Let's go.
You need some support, Lynn.
Let's
you got to keep some good friends
Gravity,
around you.
Would you? Let's go. Let's get in here. Break it down.
Some people you really enjoy, who admire you and who really know who you are, keep them around you, and they'll help support you through this. This guy's not.
Why? Why?
You're wasting your time.
What?
You're wasting your time. He's not who you think he is. A year from now, you'll look back and go, oh, my God, what kind of trance was I in?
Yeah.
That I thought this guy was so great. You're in that sort of love trance.
I don't think they actually think the guy's so great. They just realize they're in the guy's tractor beam.
They're in love, and they can't see it any other way.
Yeah. So it's like, what is that tractor beam? What's that thing in Star Trek? It like hits and it's like, whoa, and you get hit and it just sucks you right in.
Yeah.
It's not that
except the Klingon ship turns into like some sort of object of beauty.
They How did that show get bigger and bigger, by the way? I've seen 10 minutes of one of them.
I have a couple of explanations for you.
I don't want to hear
A, My Mother the Car.
All right.
B, Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, but this one, just that had...
Bewitched?
I don't know.
Hogan's Heroes?
All right, those were bad sitcoms. This just sucked. Okay.
It all sucked back then. Okay. That's the point. All what right. was the competition?
All right. Lynn.
Yes.
Anyway, you're smart. Stay away from this guy.
I know.
Fine, and don't go back and fix things.
Just let it go.
You got a bad relationship. You got cheated on. I know people look at it. You know, people look at it as, okay, you won this round, my friend, but I'll be back. You got the best of me. I'm going to rectify things.
Forget it. We dedicated 4 years to this relationship. I can't let it go now after all those good years. Yeah, you're going to put good on bad. You're going to just add more years to this.
Right. All
so right. I have a great idea. We'll have this.
Hold on.
No, we'll have like a.
Let me prepare myself.
All right, come on.
For a bad idea.
No, we'll have a fort of like American cavalry, and it'll be surrounded by Indians. But the Indians will be sort of not really, it's sort of Caucasian looking Indians, and they'll speak strange, funny, they'll have a funny dialect.
The Haikawis?
What a great name.
That's right.
What a great name for it. And we'll have a catchy theme song. And we'll have a wacky a colonel or a sergeant run the place.
Yeah. Do you remember his name?
No way.
Palmiter.
Get off your knees, scumbag!
No, it wasn't like that.
We're
talking about F Troop.
Yeah.
Anderson.
F U Troop.
All right, Troop.
Come on. Wait.
Song? Huh?
Here's my rule. We can only go 20 years past the age of the people that are listening to this call in terms of stuff they don't know. You're like 65 years
now. We're exposing them to history, see?
They don't care. They get.
You asked how Star Trek could have been on the air.
It's not F Troop. No, I didn't ask that. F Troop, everyone that's listening to the show doesn't know what F Troop is. Uh-huh. That's my point.
But even Anderson doesn't know.
Anderson never heard of it.
Yeah.
Anderson, what's
Michelle
wrong with
is what
you?
It is. Michelle's heard of it.
Well, Michelle's
worldly.
Smart. Okay, here's the point. People have heard of Star Trek.
Yes.
It was a phenomenon. That's why they didn't make F Troop the movie. Oh, write that down.
F Troop the movie is Chief Thunderbear.
Yeah.
Chief Thunderbear could be in the camp for the
Haikawis.
Haikawi camps.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break, Drew. What do you say?
We've spun out of control here.
You've spun out.
No.
I'm like a laser. You spun out.
All right. No,
right, when
do
we come back? How so?
How dare you?
It's unraveling. This show's definitely unraveling.
Anderson.
Well, Anderson, he who hasn't heard of F Troop dares to chime in on this show. All right.
Oh, let's go to break.
Anderson wants to go to break, everybody. All right. You didn't bring a flask into the studio with you? You
got
to go out to the car?
It's okay. Out in the movie theater.
Fantastic. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Woo! Get it on. What do you say, Drew?
I'd say get it on.
I would say get it on. How so?
How dare you?
Let's hear Engineeress Michelle.
Engineeress.
Is such a godsend around here, by the way.
Thank you.
And she hustles, she laughs. When I say hustle, I don't mean she moves fast. If you got 15 bucks,
trick,
you get a BJ in the parking lot. That's what I'm talking about when I say hustle.
Yeah.
I don't want to be confused with being efficient.
It's all right.
Okay. Point is Drew, speaking of F Troop, just moments ago, she mentioned that she had the F Troop theme song in her car. And brought it out, and Drew, you can have yourself a... And it really tells the whole story of F-Troop, and Drew, you can take a nice walk down memory lane, and I can stop talking for
a few
minutes.
Here we go.
All right? Let's hear it.
Oh, genius.
The end of the Civil War was near when quite accidentally a hero who sneezed abruptly ceased retreat and reversed it to victory.
He sneezed, yes. They thought it made him a captain or colonel.
Pleased and thrilled his proud little family group. Forbidding the odds, some blood was spilled, and so it was planned he command. F Troop.
Everyone has sung this song as dead.
Nobody takes a licking.
We're pale face and red skin are both turned chicken.
Drilling and fighting, get them down. They know their morale can't droop. As long as they all be relaxing town before they resume with a bang and a boom.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Listen to that music.
Big production.
Huge band, yeah.
Yeah.
The xylophone going.
With the xylophone. It's true. Now, when you were 11, you would hear this playing in the living room.
I'd run.
You'd be in your little jammies with the feet built in. You're sliding across the kitchen floor. F Troop's on.
I was still in physical reaction to it.
Yeah. Fantabulous. Thank you, Engineer.
You kids
Michelle.
Don't know what you missed. But if the only redeeming thing of those 70s style sitcoms and cartoons.
That was the 60s.
Yeah, or late 60s. Late 60s. Really, it's the mid to late 60s we're talking about. Is the huge band production in the theme songs.
Yeah.
Just think of the Jetsons.
Yeah.
I got that too.
Oh, yeah. Just so you get the opening. Just the
now
opening.
You got some gay guy with the Casio. Yeah. It just sucks. Yeah. Now, back then, you had full-blown big orchestras just going
jazz
at it.
Jazz to jazz orchestras. Listen to this.
Kicking in, too.
Let's just get going here.
Yeah.
Violins?
Yeah. Elroy!
Jane, stop this crazy thing!
There's got to be 80 musicians in this band.
Oh, yeah.
A little Latin flavor. A little jazz. Got you hitting the bongo. Got a little Johnny Quest to it. Yeah. Here's the piano.
Playing chopsticks.
Yeah. Yeah. Extendo version. Maybe skip it.
Going.
All right, let's do the whole song. I don't care.
What's happened here? Tonight? What happened?
This is. I think when they did the extendo opening.
That was a dance remix.
Dance remix.
All right,
Michelle. Thank you.
Let's see what else you got. Look, it's Thursday. What do we got to prove here?
Tired of helping
people. Yeah, guest in show. What am I supposed to do? Talk to Jennifer.
Look, I would like to.
She's got no uterus.
I thought you'd be interested in that call. It's interesting, huh?
And I got to see what other calls. Whatever.
Jennifer, what's going on?
Popeye.
24.
Hello.
Jennifer. Yeah. What's up?
Hi. I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I was born without a uterus and do not have a cervix or fallopian tubes, so am unable to get a pap smear.
But you have ovaries.
I have ovaries, right.
Okay.
So I was just kind of wondering what sort of tests they would do for like STDs and all that kind of stuff, because I've never been tested.
Same test if you have symptoms. Are you having problems?
No, I just kind of was thinking.
Yeah, the pap smear is just a scraping of the cervix, but there's still
okay, but
things you...
I don't have a cervix.
I know, that's the pap smear.
Okay.
But the STDs can occur in the vagina and and around the vagina, the vulva. You don't have to have an upper urogenital tract for that to be...
What would I ask for when I went into the doctor?
Just
I haven't been to the doctor in a long time.
Well, you want to see, make sure you've not been exposed to any STDs. They'll do some blood tests and just a basic culture, and that'll be that.
Got the Mod Squad. I love that song. That Mod Squad kicks ass.
Jennifer, it's kind of weird not having a uterus, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you okay with that?
No, listen, I don't complain.
When I first found out, it was really, really, really hard for me.
Yeah, what'd you think?
But I found out when I was 16.
Because you weren't having a period.
Right, exactly.
How so?
Are you...
So what do you do? You have no uterus.
Well, do you ovulate? Do your ovaries function?
When I first found out, they did some sort of test to find out if I was ovulating correctly, and then I was.
Mm-hmm. So they can still... So you're lucky enough at least to live in a time when your eggs can be harvested.
Exactly.
And maybe be
I
put in a...
I can't carry a child or have a period.
Look.
You just dodged a bullet. Oh, my God.
Wait a second.
If this happened to it's interesting. For a woman, it's considered a loss. For a guy, it would be, oh, my God. God has blessed me.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's like, I don't like the pill because it makes my boobs bigger, you know, or swollen or whatever. Yeah, for a guy. I mean, imagine something more. You can't get pregnant and your penis gets bigger and you're gassier. That'd be nice. Here's the thing. you don't have your period, and when it comes time for you to have a kid, you just
drop it in somebody
else.
All
you need is a pea shooter and a lesbian, and pow, you're home free. And you don't get all the stretch marks and all that. And by the way, nothing better, because usually it's that trade-off between, well, I got the hemorrhoids and the stretch marks and all the other postpartum depression and everything, but I have my own biological child, right, as opposed to adopting, where I get to still look like a model, but I have some kid from Nicaragua with, three eyeballs. Now, you got your own kid, and you got the flat tummy.
If nothing else, you're absolutely correct.
Thank
and if
you.
Nothing else spoke to how powerful the drive is for women to have and carry the baby. They have this drive for that, and people don't talk about that.
Well,
and not just to have the baby outside the uterus, also to have it inside. There's a need for that, a drive for that.
All right, speaking of a need and a drive, I saw the Mod Squad theme song. Now, this song kicks ass.
This is 70.
This is bongos. No, this is probably later 60s. Maybe black guy named Link. I don't know if that would go over today.
Morgan?
Hot Peggy Lipton.
That's a little Doors homage there.
Super cool swinging crime fighter. Big pork chop sideburns. Nehru jackets. Undercover. Working for the man, but also fighting him.
Playing by their own rules.
Oh, hell yeah.
They invented that.
No, yeah. And not even their own collective rules. They each have their own rules. Three different rule books. Now kicks up an octave here. Yeah, I used to hear this song coming. Peggy Lipton was smoking hot. Her?
Yeah, she's 65 now.
All right. Still hot. Powerful. Yeah. And then there was Ironside. He got shot.
Where are you going to play Ironside?
His attorney.
Oh, come on.
Was he attorney?
Don't you have any cartoons in there?
Now put Ironside on. I want to hear Ironside.
During the break, we got to do a little, name that tune.
Oh, all right. This is a little taste of Ironside. Creepy beginning. He was shot. He got shot in the ass. Raymond Burr is Ironside. Crazy jazz.
Is the streets of San Francisco like this a little bit too?
Yeah, it does sound like this.
This is the streets of San Francisco.
No, it is not.
It sounds like
this. Wow, that is. All right.
Tight.
It's probably the same studio band that just did all this stuff. They just contracted it out.
I think a lot of it was the NBC studio band. Johnny Carson band.
They were like a ripping bands back then. All right, you ready to rock here, Drew?
If anyone's still listening, sure.
No, listen, there's nothing wrong with some good music. Jessica, 21.
Out of her stupor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Jessica?
Nothing. I was just calling. Well, first of all, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I think she means stop. Thanks for stopping listening to the music.
No problem. Okay. I was just wondering, I've been with my boyfriend for 6 months, and he is 24, and he's never been in a serious relationship before. And when it comes to, being sexual and intimate, he has a real problem with it. He cannot deal with it at all. We've never had sex. Mm.
Running bear.
Wow, yeah. Hey.
And when we are intimate, it's very much a joke to him. He's always joking around.
He's laughing, He's uncomfortable. Yeah. Drew doesn't understand. But why the... first off, how far have you gotten with him physically?
Everything but having sex.
And he's laughing.
And why not the sex part?
I don't know. Well,
I'm incensed.
At first,
outrage. At first,
his excuse, he was like, well, I want you to get tested, and you need to be on birth control. And I was like, okay, so.
All right, so he's an anxious guy. He's a compulsive guy.
Mm-hmm. What's he do? Something with computers?
He used to, but not anymore.
What's he do now?
He is a manager at a car dealership or whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so he's sort of a late bloomer. He's anxious.
He's got a problem with intimacy and sex.
There are guys...
I can't figure out...
Hold on a second. We talk to a lot of screwed up guys.
Yeah.
There is a small percentage of guys that are sort of like adolescent males, even though they're well into their 20s, where they're you don't understand it, Drew. But it's like it's like
I'm all yours.
When I hear about someone who doesn't understand, who doesn't like smoked almonds, I get angry.
Right, right.
But I realize there's nothing wrong with them. Okay, maybe a golf ball sized tumor in their head. What's wrong with them? Idiots. The point is it's just not their thing. And then you feel
but he's laughing and
feel that same way about people that won't rape on the first date. I know you do, Drew. But some guys are like goofy and their adolescent stretches way into their 20s. And
yeah, but why does adolescent? A lot of adolescents are hypersexual. Why does this translate into goofy? And,
From working in the comedy world for as long as I have, there's this small segment of guys that don't have they're goofy.
Yeah,
they don't know how to act around women.
But
they get nervous.
What is the connection between
they make
sex
stupid
and
jokes.
Funny? Sex and funny don't.
Here's the thing. Funny and everything don't mix. Yeah. Funny equals goofy. And
uncomfortable.
And uncomfortable, and that's why you joke, and it becomes compensation.
Right, right.
And funny doesn't work well with driving. It doesn't work well with home improvement. It doesn't work well with women. It doesn't work with anything.
It distances you from the experience.
Yeah, but you saying...
You come out of the experience into funny.
Yeah, it's like saying, "Well, wait a minute. What are you retards good at? You're not. You're no good at driving the van. You're no good at calculus. You're no. I'm retarded. I'm not good at anything.
Right.
Or I'm good at being retarded. Whereas funny people are good at being funny, but then do other things. Okay. Where did we get? How did I bring up funny? All I'm saying is this guy doesn't necessarily have to be gay or be hiding something.
No. I think it is just sort of an issue of taste and pretty, you know what I mean?
He's what we would call squirrely.
Yeah.
And how long you been with him? 7 months?
6 months. And the thing was, too, is we've known each other. We were really good friends for a year. And so it's not like, we were uncomfortable with each other, really trying to get to know each other.
Knowing each other for
really
a year.
Well, and then we started dating.
Yeah, that can.
But he has no drive, though. That's why he was with a friend for the year.
And knowing each other for a year doesn't help. It's
makes it weirder.
Makes it weirder, yeah.
Makes it weirder.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you'd like for him to step it up. I mean, you'd like to have sex, right?
Yeah, well, it's not just that. As I'm ready for the relationship to go to the next level emotionally, physically, everything.
Okay.
Be prepared. Yeah, I know. Be prepared. Well, what do you want me to think like?
But I mean, you realize where she's at.
I know. Here's the next level of intimacy for this guy is a number of years, if ever, away from getting it together in this department to your satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably.
If ever part, I don't know.
Well, I mean, realistically, he may be 34. This could be 10 years away.
He'll never be what she probably wants him to be. Yeah.
Right. You can go ahead and try. You can go ahead and threaten him. You can go ahead and tell him, look, unless he starts doing, and I don't just mean putting out, but if he starts being more intimate or whatever.
It's almost like you got to take him out of the sex some other way, like smack him or something. You know what I mean? Just take him sort of to divert his attention a little bit. That's what he's looking for.
When you're 21 and a guy's 24 and you've been together for 6 months, and he just ain't the right fit for you, I just say it's just time to pull up stakes and move out.
Yeah.
Think about that, Drew. Realistically, batting average-wise.
Mm.
Right? I think we got another 6 months of struggling, and then you break it up for good.
We don't make enough of sort of the intrinsic qualities in people. You know, the fits, the biological fits. And the
who do you know who's
fits.
Changed that dramatically?
I've seen a lot of change, but, not on a very, very basic level.
And not as sort of the kind of person they are. They're guys whose instinct is, they're guys who want to 69 for 69 straight hours, and then they're guys who get grossed out by when a tongue gets slipped in their mouth. Mm. And I don't know if you're ever going to change either one of those guys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there are guys that are goofy, and guys don't like intimacy, and guys don't like holding hands in public. And there's the guys, they never really change that much. And certainly not over the course of months. It's years. Okay? It's usually the person that's with them that changes. Their expectation level just goes way down.
And again, their behavior changes, their comfort with the behavior, but that fundamental motivation doesn't change.
I stopped listening after the last thing I said.
That's fine. You're done. Touché.
Because I decided it couldn't do any better. How dare you? Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Dr. Drew in the hizzy. Proud of himself for knowing the theme songs of the TV shows. We just sat here the entire time and played that with Engineer Michelle. Drew Sharp, too.
Yeah, I told you. It goes to about 1970.
Yeah, but
then it just stops.
And what about the pardoning of the turkey? All right. There you go.
But that shows how I can shut. But shows how I can shut stuff off.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying.
All right.
And or turn it back on.
I'm not saying that some information can't penetrate your thick skull.
No, it can penetrate and stay.
It can. No, yeah. it penetrates yeah. and stays. It's just none of the information I know.
Right,
Samantha.
Yes.
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's up?
My question is: I've been with my boyfriend since I was 16, and. Mm-hmm.
Speak up there, Samantha. We can't quite hear you.
Okay, and last year we broke up for 9 months. And when we broke up, I was with somebody else. And before I thought I'd always had an orgasm with them because I felt like I did. Just I noticed that when I was with somebody else, actually stuff came out. And it was like totally different experience.
Uh-huh.
And now we got back together and we had a baby. And I love him, but I've never, ever, ever, ever had an orgasm.
Do you mean...
I hear two. When I only hear two evers, I think that means 50% of the time. But the third ever.
She said four.
When you start getting to three and four evers, that means almost never.
And what's also interesting is stuff doesn't come out.
Yeah.
Stuff came out.
Samantha, you're 20, right?
Yeah.
I'm going way, way, way out on a limb here. I'm going to say junior college.
No.
No.
No, she can't do that.
You don't go to college?
No.
No.
I just had a baby, so.
You were going to junior college?
I was going to. I started, then I stopped, and then I just started working full-time.
Right. And let me explain something with junior college as Drew knocks over the ocean-going can.
I can make a...
I smell junior college like dogs smell another dog on you when you come home.
Yes.
You know, you drive with that. What is that? What's going on? That's what I do. Now, it doesn't always mean you're currently, it doesn't mean you're calling from the junior college. It doesn't mean you're actually enrolled this semester, but.
Yeah.
It's still
junior
on you.
Junior college material.
It's on you.
Yeah.
No, it's more than that. You have
it's
to be involved.
Stink. It's actually junior college.
You have to be involved
stink.
With it in some way, shape, or form.
Okay, got it.
All right, Samantha. So now you have a kid. All right.
And you're saying by never orgasming with your current boyfriend, does it mean just never orgasm during sex? Or are you talking about never having had an ejaculation with this guy?
I've never had an orgasm with this guy.
Not with oral sex, not with intercourse, nothing?
Nothing.
Then
when I was with that other guy, I was under the influence of meth. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I stopped in December and...
People do interestingly, people do report that meth's jacks them up sexually.
Yeah, get some of that.
Yeah.
By the way, predict the kid's going to be, is it a female?
Yes.
First female president of the United States.
Or?
Answer.
Just to get it through college.
Not a dancer.
All right. Here's the thing, Samantha. When I say stuff I'm not supposed to say, Anderson like zaps me.
Some
Pavlovian dog.
We get this strange sort of zap on our... On our.
Yeah. Anyway, Drew, I'm thinking about taking a...
There it is.
It's right here in my ear. Sometimes I hear the premature one. I don't give a flim... And then once in a while he just does it when he's getting bored. Did I tell you I was all Central Valley and the... Anderson's hand over a big button that zaps me when he gets bored or he starts hearing something he doesn't want to hear.
Some sort of experiment. What happened to us tonight? Are we having a good time or are we having a bad show?
We're fine.
Tonight and last night, pretty much.
It's no guest.
I think it's because you guys were prepared for a guest. When they didn't come in, you guys are like, free show.
Free show.
It's no one to ground us here.
Mm-hmm.
The show needs
listen.
And I'm sure you for it now because his headache lifted. The Advil that Michelle gave.
I'm not going to apologize for tonight's show or last night's show. I didn't mail it
in. How so?
How dare you? I did not mail it in. I showed up.
Suited up.
I had my game face on. I was ready to go. And I never go half speed. You know why, Drew?
You give 110%.
You know why I don't go half speed?
Because you get hurt when you go half speed.
That's when you get hurt. That's when you get hurt.
So we always go full. We go 110%.
Full tilt. Listen, I go hell-bent for re-election. Like ass through a goose. Jessica?
Hi.
All right, we're done.
Okay.
We're done with the show. You're dating a 45-year-old guy? Hold
wait,
on.
Wait, Jessica, wait a second.
Wait.
Don't get persnippity with me, sweetie.
Hello?
Hello. You're dating a 45-year-old guy?
Yes.
All right. I have two issues with that. One is he's too old for you. Secondly, I'm jealous.
but it was not a good thing. Some
no.
guys, uh-uh. Not a good thing for you. He's just a totally different stage of life. You won't be, let's say this does work out and you get married. He will not have children. If he does, it's a disservice to you.
I don't want children.
Okay. I know, but you'll be taking care of him when you're 35, 40. I know seems like you'll never be that
age. Don't even go there. What's he doing? What's he do? Something with cars?
No, he does payroll for Gymboree.
By the way, that's I wouldn't say this guy's gay, but he does payroll for Gymboree. Like, that, could it be a gay or 45? Talk about range.
By the way, what did he do?
He met her in the big ball hopper.
Oh, yeah.
She was frolicking around in
there.
It's a couple months back.
Well, when he was 25.
Let's take a break. All right, Drew. We'll be right back after this. Well, that's the show. That's the week, everyone. Will Arnett in here tomorrow. I should say Sunday night from Arrested Development. 5 Emmys. Thank you very much. I want to thank Phone Screener Brian for doing a great job all week long. Phone Screener Ziggy, the Zig Man. Met the Z Man over at the calendar signing. A delight. Sweet kid. Glad to have you aboard, Ziggy. I want to thank Junior. Producer Lauren for really picking up her game. Boy, I'll tell you what. She started bad, and now she's at semi-bad, but she's really heading that right direction, baby doll. Lots of coffee, lots of food. All smiles. That's right.
And hustle.
I want to thank, not really, Engineer Chris. I'll give him half a thanks. He does the best he can. Let's be honest. Spade to spade. I want to thank Engineer Michelle for doing a fantabulous job. Apple, my eye, doing a fantastic job. Engineer Anderson for being his consistent self. And that's always good. No, that's strong. And Producer Ann for doing a wonderful job. Booking, well, who'd we have this week?
Nobody.
All right, but doing a great job anyway. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.